For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sake we became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, how many of you are rich?
Rich and rich.
Okay, so who's buying dinner? That one right there, it looks like she was the first one up, so she must have had the most. She's more proud of her wealth than anybody. What is our Lord talking about here? Right here in our reading from 2 Corinthians, St. Paul is talking about how he's bragging on the generosity of these Corinthians who have really screwed up lives. And look at it. Read the whole thing of 2 Corinthians. These people don't have their lives together. They have really scandalous things going on. But they are generous. They are generous. So they have a generosity toward God. And he's saying, be like Christ in this way. What did Christ do? What was Christ's generosity? He was the king of the universe. The one who had everything and all things. No, nothing that you or I or anybody can do can add to a scintilla to God's greatness, his goodness, to his glory. He already has it all. Well, what did he do? Emptied it. Cast it all down. He let go of everything that was his and the great dignity of being God so that he could be low like us. You know what that's called? I'm going to give you a theological word right now. I wasn't planning on saying this. Hold on to it and don't lose me if I give you this Greek word. Kenosis. K-E-N-O-S-I-S. Kenosis, which means self-emptying. What he did was he let himself pass out. And that's exactly what our Lord is calling us to do in the gospel. It says, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Because what does it say about you if you love only those who love you? If the Perea girls only stick with the Perea girls and only stay with the Perea girls and only love the Perea girls, are they being Christ-like?
No.
Absolutely not. They gotta love those Cisnerosses over there. They gotta love everybody. They gotta do the difficult things. It's not about just loving those who are like you, loving those who are close to you. It's especially loving those who hate you, who talk bad about you, who try to sow division in our community. That's what our Lord is calling us to. He's calling us to a radical self-abnegation, a kenosis, a letting go of everything that we think that we are, so that we can take on the very person of Christ, which is empty. Empty. So that he can be the thing that fills us. I don't know where you are today. I barely even know you. I can probably name just a couple of the names here off the top of my head. But God is speaking to you today. If you want that sort of self-abnegation that Christ is calling for, you don't got it. This is a place to get it. Jesus is about to empty out his very self and take on the lowly form of not even human life. Take on bread. He's about to take on and empty his whole self out so that he can become in simple wine. So that he can pour himself hopefully into the empty space that you have made room within your soul for him today. And if you want that, your response needs to be, amen. I believe it. I'm willing to die for it. That's what the Eucharist is all about. That's what we spoke about on Corpus Christi, and that's what our Lord wishes to do and to renew within you each and every day that you come. Let go of self. Let go of self-inflicted misery. Let go of tension and hatred. And let Christ enter in. In another place in Scripture, this is what St. Paul says. He says, put on the very mind of Christ. That's letting go of everything and letting God come into your everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.